Yeah, Father, we do. We bow down and confess that you are Lord. You're Lord in this place. You're Lord of our lives. And we thank you for your presence. We thank you for worship. Thank you for times of sweet fellowship one with another. Thank you that we can worship in this place. And we pray as we gather around your word in a slightly different way this morning. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to your people today anew and afresh in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. So as I said, today is a family service, so the children will stay in. If you've got little ones, then we do still have creche toys and things available. But for those that are normally in King Zone or normally in Submerged, then we're going to stay in this morning. And hopefully we'll be all right. It might be the adults that leave rather than the children. But we'll see how we go. As I say, today is Father's Day. And I want us to think today about something which is really, really powerful. And I went on to Amazon. Other shops are available online. But Amazon was the place that I went, and I have bought the most powerful thing in the world. I think that deserves a bit of a woo. We'll try that again, okay? So, I've been onto Amazon, I've bought the most powerful thing in the world. Wow, okay. That's kind of what I was expecting. So if you can keep up with me, that'll be great. Wonderful. But, so inside here, I've got the most powerful thing in the world, and I need someone to help me. Ethan, would you come and help me? Will you unwrap this for me? Wonderful. Now, but you've got to be super careful, okay? Because it is really, really special and it's really powerful. So hold it. If you just undo this little bit of tape there, just don't drop it, okay? Now, it's the most powerful thing in the world. So what might it be? Come on, someone talk to me. What might it be? A drill. The world's most powerful drill. Okay, it might be a drill. I mean, I'm just going to help you. A lion. Oh, it might be a lion. That would be great if it was a lion. I should have put air holes in it if it was a lion, but that's fine. Okay, so we'll open up this. What else might it be? So it could be a drill. It could be a lion. It could be a Bible. Well, don't go so spiritual on me now, bad it. Okay. Next Father's Day, Debbie will be preaching. Erin, you had your hand up. A unicorn. Oh, it's definitely from Amazon because it's been bubble wrapped very well. So hold on to this end here. There, and just start to unwrap. Just see what else might it be? So it could be a drill, it could be a unicorn, a Bible. It could be, someone else said something else, but I forgot, a lion, yes? A sword. That would be good if it was a sword, yes? A what? A genie. I thought you said a bikini. A genie. That's why I just quickly checked. A genie. She's been to watch Aladdin. Obviously, yes, James. A laser. Right, let's have a look. There's lots and lots of bubble wrap going on. You hold it that way, I'll pull here. Oh, this most powerful thing in the world is quite small. Amazon are very good at making sure it gets there protected. Look at all this bubble wrap. Very good. Keep going. Keep going. Is there anything in it, we ask? Oh, is it there? Oh, there is something inside. Right, pick up the envelope. Let's have a little look. You can open it up. Go on, have a little look inside. Well, it's small, so it's not a drill. It's not, I mean, a genie, it might be a genie, they do live in little tiny spaces. It might be the world's smallest Bible, but I don't think it is. It might be the world's smallest unicorn, but we'll see. A laser, it could be a laser. Have a little look. A key, it could be a key. Ethan, I've seen you on Christmas morning, you open stuff much quicker than this. Come on, just pick this place up. Be careful though, very good, let's have a look. Okay. Oh, open that up, pull that out. Oh, and then take it out the wrapper. Let's have a little look. Ooh, what do we think it might be? Hold it there. Hold it like that. Ooh. Now, what is it?
A tongue.
It's a tongue. I don't know about you, but I feel a bit disappointed. I was kind of expecting something like massive or big or super impressive, but instead, we just get a stretchy tongue. You can hold that and that's a gift. Okay. So he's like, I don't want it. I wanted to get a cow's tongue, but Sharon thought that was a little bit over the top. But anyway, but I don't know about you, but I feel a bit disappointed because I wanted it to be something that was massive and to be super, super powerful. But actually, our tongue is really powerful. Our words, the things that we say, the things that we speak are so, so powerful. We can use our tongue, we can use our words to speak up and to bless and to build up. Or we can use our words to tear down and destroy. So our tongue, I think is really, really powerful. It's super powerful. And we have to be careful about how we use our words and what we say. But sometimes we get our tongue in a little bit of a twist. And there is a PowerPoint. If I could have the first slide or third slide of my PowerPoint. We sometimes get our tongue in a little bit of a twist. And I found a few tongue twisters. That's not a tongue twister. We bow down and confess. Is it there? I think it's right. There we go. Wonderful. Now then, this is, I just looked online just to find a few tongue twisters. Because sometimes we use our most powerful thing in the world, but we sometimes get our tongue in a little bit of a twist. I thought we could all try and do this together. And then I thought, what could really go wrong? Having 100 people in a room doing a tongue twister together. But we'll see. So after three, I would like us to all read together and just keep going and we'll see how it works out. Hello. You ready? So after three. One, two, three. All I want is tea. When we get to tea, we know we've made it. Wonderful. We started quite strong, actually. I was quite impressed with the kind of... We all started, I think first line was good. Second line, we were nearly there. Third line, it was just a mumble around the room. But we do sometimes get our words kind of tongue-tied and we get our words a little bit wrong. Now, are there any children that think they're good at tongue twisters? I've got another one. Wonderful. Will you come forward? Anybody else? Yes, Erin, you can come forward. Anybody else? Let's get some dads, actually, because it is Father's Day. Any dads that think they're good at tongue twisters? John and Ali are both looking at me as if to say, I would love to come and play your silly little game. Oh, go on then. Oh, that didn't take much persuasion. Very good. Wonderful. Very good. Okay. Can we switch to this one just for a moment? Is that all right? Wonderful. Okay, so if we could go to slide two. The one after that one, sorry. Yes, this one, very good. Now, this is for the children. So, if you think that they've done well, you can give them a round of applause and they'll get a sweet. If you don't think they've done well, then you don't give them a round of applause, they won't get a sweet. Wonderful. So you're going to read up here, you ready?
She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. I can't say it anymore.
Oh, very good. They thought you were good, so therefore you get a little sweet. Wonderful. Well done. You can go take your seat. We'll do the same one again. Are you ready?
She sells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Wonderful. Very good. We'll go to another one. Let's go to another one.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's a peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Betty bought a bit of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter, so Betty bought a better butter, and it was better than the butter Betty bought before.
You guys are just too good. Well, well done. But you know, sometimes we can use our tongue, we can use our words, and sometimes we get our tongues a little bit tied, and sometimes we can use our words for bad, and sometimes we can use our words for good. And I want us to think today about how we can use our tongue, how we can use our words for good, how we can build up and how we can bless those other people that are around us. I'm sure in our lives we can all remember good things that people said to us and how that made us feel. And equally, I'm sure we can think of bad things that people said to us and how that made us feel. But I want you, just with the people that are around you, just have a bit of a conversation. What is the nicest thing anybody has ever, ever said to you? What's the nicest thing anybody has ever said to you? Wonderful. Okay. So if you draw your conversations to a close, as I say, I'm sure there are good things that we can think of, good positive things that people have said to us and that we remember. Because good words, we remember them, don't we? We remember when someone says something nice or someone says something good because our words are powerful and effective. This morning, I want us to look at a passage of Scripture of Numbers 6, verses 22 to 27. If you want to, you can grab your Bible. So it's Numbers 6, verses 22 to 27. And in this passage of Scripture, we find how God speaks to Moses and to Aaron and the sons and says, I'm going to give a blessing, and this is what I want you to say. I want you to use your words to bless the Israel people and the Israelite community. And it says this, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. Moses and Aaron, these brothers, these leaders, this is how you are to bless. This is how you're to speak. Your words will bring a blessing from God himself to the people of Israel. There are six words that we've kind of got in our verse today that I want us to have a little look at. If you just pop back to the PowerPoint, I think it's the last slide. There's a few bits there. There's 6 points. And I accidentally put 6 points in these balloons. So I need a few children to come and help me. I need 6 children. Wonderful. We'll go one just there. Who's not come yet that would like to come? Wonderful. Would you like to come in the pink? Wonderful. Very good. Charlotte? No, you're going. Okay, that's fine. One there. Would you like to? There's a balloon. Hold that. You might need to let go of it in a minute and burst it, which we might get some tears then, but we'll see how we get on. Wonderful. Go here. Any children that have... Yeah, one, two. Yeah, would you like to come? Brilliant. That one there's for you. That one there's for you. That one there's for you, and we'll see if you let go of that one or not. Wonderful. Now, what I want you to do is, so if 2 children could come over to this side of the room, 2 children in the middle and 2 that side. Wonderful. So if you 2 go that way, very good. Ethan, Erin in the middle. And you 2, do you want to go just over there? That's perfectly fine. Wonderful. What I need you to do is this balloon here is Ethan's balloon. Could you hold it up nice and high for me? This one is your balloon. Hold it up nice and high. Would you 2 just come this way a little bit and hold your balloon up nice and high? This is your balloon and this is your balloon. And same over this side. This one's your balloon, this one's your balloon. What we're going to do is you have to throw your balloon and pat it over here. Then the person on the back row will catch the balloon. Then they will pat the balloon back to the front. You then have to jump on your balloon. If you don't like banging, you might want to put your fingers in your ears. You then burst the balloon, and inside the balloon is a piece of paper. And you need to find the piece of paper and then hold it up nice and high for me. Do you think you can do that? And we'll have a little bit of music as well as we go. So 3, 2, 1, go. So throw it and pat it. Go. That's it. Keep patting it back. Back row, bring it forward. Whoa! go again, it's there. Try it. We might need an adult to help hold the balloons. There we go, one piece of paper, very good. Very good. Go on, you can do it. Go on. There we go, there's one there. You can keep that one, there you go. It'll ruin my illustration, but you can keep that. Go on, should we give it a good bounce? Go on, go again. There we go. Without even jumping on it. Have we got them burst? Wonderful. Brilliant. Okay. Very, very good. Could you come and stand in this middle section just here? And could you hold your balloon, your piece of paper up nice and high so everyone can see them? Brilliant. The little girl's going to keep her balloon. So there is a word missing, so we're going to have to try and remember which one the missing word is. But that's fine. Wonderful. Will you come this way as well? Brilliant. Can we stand in order? If you've got the word bless, can we stand just here? Is that right? In the right place. Very, very good. If you've got the word keep, we're next. Next is keep. Very, very good. Shine. We're in the right order. No way. Be gracious. Good. Turn his face toward... How do we get this in the right order? You guys are just clever. So the one that is missing is the final one. What was the final part of the verse? Peace. To give peace. But we won't burst the boom. We'll keep that one there. Wonderful. Now, if you guys could just sit on this front step for me, but stay in the right order, that would be perfect. This was a blessing. This blessing was God's divine favor to rest on the people of Israel. It was God saying, I'm going to bless these people. And this is God's divine favor to rest on us here this morning at Bromham Baptist Church. This is God wanting to bless us as a community of people. So I want us to personalize it this morning, that we wouldn't just kind of see this as it was a nice blessing for Moses and Aaron and his sons to kind of say to these Israelite people from God, but actually we can personalize it this morning. That God, he wants to bless you. He wants to keep you. The Lord to make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. The first one, if you've got the word bless, could you stand up and hold it up nice and high for me so that everyone can see? Brilliant, that'll be good. For God to bless you and for God to keep you. God blesses us. God blesses us in so many different ways. I could imagine that we could probably think of lots and lots of different things of how God has blessed you personally, how God blesses us as an individual. For God's favor, God blesses us. He blesses us by giving us children, giving us good health, by giving us his presence. He blesses us in so many different ways. If you've got the word keep, could you stand up for me and hold it up nice and high, wonderful, so that everyone can see. He keeps us. He protects us to be kept by God himself. Just think about that for a moment. For God himself, the creator of the universe, to be kept by him. To be kept by God himself. To protect us against all the changes and chances of this life, that he protects us and looks out for us. Number three is make his face to shine. Have you got the word shine? Very good. Wonderful. To shine. To make his face to shine on you. For God to be pleased with you. To have this imagery of light, a light that shines down. And we kind of, that takes me to that place of where we had the pillar of fire that led the Israel people. We have the Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. But for God's light to shine on our lives, for his, to make his face, God's face, to shine on you and to shine on me. If you've got gracious, be gracious. Would you stand up and hold that for us nice and high? To be gracious, he's merciful and compassionate. He's our deliverer in trouble. He answers our prayer. He saves us from our enemies. He saves us in our sickness. He saves us in our sin because he's gracious. He's gracious to each and every one of us. Number five is to turn his face toward. Have we got that one? Could you hold that up nice and high for me? Brilliant. To turn his face towards, to give his approval, to pay attention to. I don't know whether you've ever had a conversation with someone and they just don't look at you. It's really hard work trying to have this conversation. They're just not giving their attention. And being a father, I know countless times where you're trying to have a conversation with your children. You say to them, look at me because I'm here having a conversation with you. But even with adults, it's hard work when you just realize that you're in the same room. You're in the same place. You're having a conversation, but they're just not listening to anything you're saying. But to know that God himself, he turns his face towards you. He gives you his attention. He wants to be with you. He gives you his attention to turn his face towards. And the final one in this balloon, which is not bothered about anymore, says to give peace. To give peace. Peace is not just the absence of war, but to give you peace with all that you are, your well-being, your health, your salvation, your life. In short, it's God's gift to his people. And the full meaning of peace was revealed in Jesus Christ because Jesus came, he gave peace, he made peace, and he is our peace. This is such a short blessing in the book of Numbers from God himself to the people of Israel, yet there is so much that we can take from it. There is so much that we can take from this short passage of scripture. Just for a moment, again, I want you to have a conversation with the people around you. Can you hold these up nice and high so they can see? What does it personally mean to you for God to bless you? What does it personally mean for God to keep you, for his face to shine on you, for him to be gracious to you, for him to turn his face towards and to give you peace? Just for 2 minutes, have a quick conversation. What does it personally mean to you? Because it's a personal thing that God does for each and every one. What does it mean for you? Wonderful. Can I take these back? Wonderful. Okay. If you draw your conversations to a close, maybe you could carry on this conversation over coffee in just a few moments' time. That you could actually think for yourself, what does it really mean to be blessed by God? For him to keep you, make his face to shine on you, to be gracious to you, to turn his face toward, and to give you peace. If you're blessed by a blessing, then I don't know about you, but we should feel encouraged. We should feel lifted. Our spirits should be high because we are blessed by this blessing. But will you live in this blessing this week? Will it be something you think, well, we've done church, we've ticked that box and we're done? Or will you live out this blessing for you? Will you live out this blessing this week? Will you use the most powerful thing in the world to bless those people that are around you? This kind of provides a model for us of how we can care for other people, how we can use our words well. How we can bless those people who are around about us. So if you're a father, if you're a man, this Father's Day, I want to encourage you, use your words well and bless other people. If you're a mother, if you're a woman, did you see how I covered every base there? Then use your words well. Use your words well. This Father's Day, choose to use your words for good. Choose your words for good because the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. We're going to stand and we're going to sing our final song together. And if all the children, if there are children that are out there in the creche and things, if everyone could come back in, because we've got a gift for all the men. We're going to sing this song through once and then we're going to give the gifts out in just a moment's time. So should we stand together and we'll sing our final song together.